Blessings and greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're getting ready just a few hours from Zman Simchaseinu, the time of rejoicing. So we're going to be rejoicing right now. You're now tuned in to Blog Talk Radio. And we humbly sit with a higher frequency, the inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class 734, cutting and pasting our consciousness all together now. Blessings and greetings and blessings, blessed souls. Blesses our eternal creator. Shalom, peace, and bracha blessings upon the entire human family experience. With creator's help, we plan to go share different ideas ranging from a hill of Parich, the seventh Lubavitcher Rebbe, and the first Chabad Rebbe. Our broadcast is live right now. It's October 13, 2019 at 2:01 Eastern Standard Time, live from Turtle Island equals AKA equals USA equals Unified Soul Actualization. Our call and number, if you caught wind of our live broadcast right now, is 347-838-8669, and your support for us will be appreciated by clicking on the following link. If you see this page displayed on Facebook, at my Facebook subscription, Don Zusia Goodman. Also, if you're enrolled in one of my followers in Blog Talk Radio, just type in DonZusyaGoodman. Meanwhile, may the Almighty Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones. This is Anti-Eugenics Radio, and the texts for today's program are Eternal Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Children of Israel collaborating with Children of Noah to eliminate hatred, jealousy, and competition, which is not needed upon the face of this blessed earth. Inner Dimensions of Torah, the Altar of the Mind, the Altars of the Heart, revealing healings within this blessed world. Let's just turn on the music. You've been listening to a wonderful group of young men called the Revivo Project. And this was recorded or premiered July 16th this year, 2019. Let's just turn down and get down with the shoe. Okay, blessed souls. We are coming out of, from just 4 days ago, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which is connected to the idea of tshuva, returning. And I just thought in jotting down some ideas from three teachers who I have a world of respect for, and I hope to not only learn from their teachings this world, but what to come after the imminent redemption, led by Aryeh Shel Yehuda, the Lion of Judah, who wrote out Torah Chadasha Mikdetetze, or out revelations of Torah that have never been revealed. And he'll show us that in this year, Tav Shin Pei, with the blessings of the Most High, that there is wonder in every instruction of Torah, of divine instruction. Let's go straight into Rev Hillel. And I also want to dedicate today's program to the elevation of the soul of Abar Chatamim Eliyahu ben Menachem Mendel Hashem Yimkom Domo, whose anniversary of his ascension to the next level of life will be taking place in a week from tonight. As well, for an elder, Hasidic elder, in our community in Crown Heights, Zev ben Mordechai Sirota. Here we go, Rav Hillel Meir Parich. Consider the quality of an agreement that your blessed heart comes to affirm based upon the acknowledgement processed by your blessed mind towards the goal of seeking out Creator in truth, with sincerity, with a positive intent towards connecting in precise fashion with godliness, with Elokus. The agreement of your blessed heart, blessed souls, is predicated upon your blessed mind exalting, magnifying, and elevating the concept of some inyan eloki, some divine matter or concept, producing a desire for an established place within your blessed intellectual soul and two inclinations, one good and one of your inclinations that needs improvement, as well as my inclinations, more earthly inclinations need improvement, which reside within our blessed heart until we can sense a tangible feeling, a sensitivity of the revelation transpiring within your blessed mind and heart. That's a little piece from Rav Hillel Meir Parch calling from his elucidations on Kuntresis Pylos, a pamphlet on the nature of being excited by divinity, Elokus, godliness, or being distracted and following a strange fire, just boiling one's blood in self-absorbed activities, even if those activities revolve around us engaging and learning Torah and doing commandments. Something to think about, blessed souls. Now, the next part is more pertaining, which is, I'm calling now teachings from the Alter Rebbe, from his teachings about Sukkot, which, again, we're about to enter into the holiday of Sukkot, or Sukkos, and Shemini Atzeres, which will be 7 days from tonight. And the Alter Rebbe wants us to know, he's also identified as the first Chabad Rebbe, not necessarily the first Lubavitch Rebbe, because first Chabad Rebbe who became the first Lubavitch Rebbe was actually his son, Rebbe Dov Ber. And therefore, when we're referring to the seventh Lubavitch Rebbe, that would be the Lubavitch Rebbe of this generation, although to my understanding, the seventh Lubavitch Rebbe didn't live in Lubavitch, or was never there, but the name Lubavitch, which means city of brotherly love, transferred from the second Rebbe to the seventh Rebbe, and still were called the Chassidim of Lubavitch. Chassidim trying to internalize brotherly human love and spread it around the world as a way to pave the way for universal redemption, for not only the children of Israel, but also for the blessed children of Noah. So here we're taking from page or daf Ayin Ches, page 156, from the Alter Rebbe, and I'm calling inspirations from based on his teachings. Blessed souls, consider a fire descending from above this blessed creation. This fire is elicited via teeny tiny microcosmic human actions. This experience, unfortunately, to our great pain, no longer transpires. For at least every moment we don't merit to witness the rebuilding and rededication of the third and eternal temple, Beit Amigdash Shlishi. So we, blessed souls, taking the opportunity in this very moment, can find something within ourselves which can in fact elicit such a divine fire from above at this time, meaning right now. Such a divine fire can be elicited depending upon what level of our animal tendencies we choose to make the noble effort of subduing, sublimating, and redirecting. We're talking about our animal tendencies where we can be likened to ox or oxen, our animalistic tendencies where we can be likened to the nature of a ram, and our animalistic tendencies where our natures can be likened to sheep. For in truth, blessed souls, as the Alter Rebbe taught us, and his teachings right now, by virtue of the fact I'm sharing this teaching with you, and others will teach this in the future, I'm most confident, our prayers right now are our offerings, now blessed souls, and our blessed hearts are our altars. Yet our hearts give us, from one perspective, an insight into the fact that our heart represents an altar is actually two altars that existed in the temple. And therefore, we can learn out that there's an inner altar within our blessed heart, and there's an outer altar within our blessed heart. Let's talk about that very briefly now. The outer altar, when there was a temple, was the place where animal sacrifices were offered. Well, we don't offer animal sacrifices right now. We have Israel. Now it is our duty in serving the Creator to subdue our animal tendencies upon our outer hearts with a burning desire to elicit divine countenance. The inner altar, located within proximity to the original Holy of Holies in the Holy Temple, was utilized for the burning of a unique combination of spices, which otherwise this unique compounded mixture was forbidden for usage outside of the selective holy area inside the temple close to the Holy of Okay, bless those. We got disconnected. Hopefully, we're going to reconnect. So I don't know what part was not you heard, so we'll review again this whole idea that our prayers are our offerings now, blessed souls. Our hearts are our altars. Yet our hearts give us, from one perspective, an insight into the fact that there were two different altars that existed inside the Holy Temple in proximity to the Holy of Holies. Well, the Ark of the Covenant was located. However, the outer altar is where animal sacrifices were offered in the temple. And now all we can offer is to subdue our animal tendencies upon our outer hearts with a burning desire to elicit divine countenance and blessings when we choose to take the noble road. And it's a high road to travel to subdue our oxen-like nature, our ram-like natures, and our sheep-like natures. The inner altar, located within proximity to the Holy of Holies, was utilized for the burning of a unique combination of spices, which otherwise this unique compounded mixture was forbidden for usage outside the selected holy area inside the temple. So how does that correspond to our own personalized teeny tiny microcosmic actions, which corresponded to those teeny tiny microcosmic actions which took place thousands of years ago in the Holy Temple on the inner altar, close to the Holy of Holies, where incense was burned? Our corresponding efforts in this most existential of moments is when we process how all our delights and our earthly desires can be subdued, redirected, and offered via our cognitively awakening and being diligent to offer up these unique desires and delights as an incense, a sacrament towards the soul desire, whether you can spell that the S-O-L-E or S-O-U-L desire and delight, to serve Creator and become privy to the divine blessings elicited upon us for such a noble effort, which we are, if we are honest with ourselves, if we're honest within ourselves and with others, this is not an easy task. Now, with the few minutes that we have left, I'd like to now cross-pollinate with this, the whole idea of healing. Because once we become aware of the fact that what our mind is aware of and what our heart agrees to engage in, new thoughts as opposed to our past thinking processes and awareness, and we rejoice with the fact that now we can, on a daily basis, offer ourselves up, our awareness, just as there was an outer altar and an inner altar in the Holy Temple. This is connected to the idea of teshuvah, of returning, getting closer, strengthening our relationship with our eternal Creator, who is accessible to all human beings, each one according to the blessings that each one of us are privy to from the merit of our ancestors and our own humble efforts. So now I'm calling inspirations from a Hasidic discourse that was delivered by the 7th Lubavitcher Rebbe, which he delivered on the 13th of Tishrei in Tavshin Mem Ches, which was known as Shnas Tismach, the year of rejoicing. Which the 13th of Tishrei, which was yesterday on the Hebrew lunar calendar, was the anniversary of the ascension to the next level of life of the 4th Chabad Rebbe, The Admor Maharash, Rebbe Shmuel of Lubavitch, went to the next level of life in 1882. So it's 137 years ago. And the Rebbe began that discourse with a verse from the prophet of redemption, Navi Agula, Isaiah Yeshayahu, from chapter 57, 19, Perik Nun Zayin, Posik Yud Tes, I create the speech of the lips. Peace, peace, for the far and the near, said Creator, and I will heal him. So I'm just taking a small piece from that the Rebbe's teaching that day, which I was privy 31 years ago to be present at. There is something the Rebbe asserted that our generation needs and how much is needed by this experience that we can have, the process of healing. Meaning our generation needs a lot of healing and healing needs to be activated by us. So therefore, if we go back to the verse, the words in the verse, and I will heal him, this is alluding to the fact that there is a type of healing which comes directly from the Holy One, blessed be He. As there is scriptural verse for the proof from this, in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 26, the Creator told Moses, the mighty Levite prophet, to record for all time, eternity, all generations, including ours, all the sickness that I placed in Egypt, I will not place upon you, for I am your healer. Meaning that if healing comes directly from the Holy One, blessed be He, in a way that there was never any sort of negative existence from the beginning. And further, that even if there were to be something that was not positive, meaning in the process of being sick, we must remember that the healing of Creator is not the healing which is facilitated by Basar Adam, fleshly human beings with blood flowing through their veins, the soul in their veins. The healing of flesh and blood in a general way is that there is a rectification, but what originally caused the sickness is not altogether removed. There can be still a trace of the sickness, but it's been neutralized to the point where it should not rise up again, or in certain cases, it's in a state of remission with the prayers and hopeful expectation it shall never rise again. But when the healing comes from the Creator, the matter which caused the sickness is uprooted and there's no trace of it and there's not even a chance of it coming back. When we're talking about blessed souls, a healing which is facilitated according to the wisdom and will and love and mercies of the Creator, it is preceded by the fact that we human beings want to get closer to Creator. In fact, there is a Talmudic teaching in a Talmudic tractate of Yoma, which is the oral Torah tradition of Yom Kippur, which we just celebrated, we of Israel. Is how great is tshuva? It is mentioned in the 86th page, first side of Tractate Yoma. How great is tshuva is that it brings healing to the world. And I looked up that piece of Gemara yesterday, Basos, and my eyes were open wide. As the Bava Rebbe said over 27 years ago, it's now the time to open up our eyes and to see that everything is prepared for the redemption, that the commentators mentioned when there is a movement of teshuvah, of getting closer to Creator, people feel more inclined in the process of doing tshuva, when if they experience healings, that they want to share the knowledge of their being healed. And the fact that so much development has taken place in medical technology and the renewal of ancient medical practices, facilitating healing in a more naturalized fashion, certainly is indicative, as I humbly assert, blessed souls, that there is a lot of tshuva going on in the world, but we take it for granted that so many people want to get close to the Creator. And so we see this smorgasbord of healing options offered to the human family experience, to all the families of the earth, whether it be Western medicine, whether it be Eastern medicine, whether it be Middle Eastern medicine, whether it be African medicine, whether it be Asiatic medicine. There is this movement that more and more people want to reach out and share their awareness of what has strengthened them and has strengthened others. And then there's, of course, there's clinical studies. But all of this is reflected by so that, on a whole, more and more people want to come close to the Creator. Forget about what you're seeing, you know, with all the negativities on the television and the radio and the movies. We're talking about down to ground zero activities, where on ground zero there's a lot of healing being facilitated because a lot of people feel this is the way they can get closer to Creator. And in particular, the Rebbe emphasized, through divine instruction, through Torah, that there is a teaching from the oral Torah tradition that Torah brings healing to the world. So we have two facilitating factors, experiences, of bringing healing into the world, aside from people who are medically trained, who have mentored in the elevated approach to helping people get healed, empowered by the fact that great is teshuvah, returning to Creator, it brings healing to the world, and also Torah brings healing to the world. For divine instruction, the Rebbe instructed us, is what is really ruling, leading the creation. Many people will deny it. Many people are not aware of it. But the Creator's word is what is ruling the creation, all the existence of it, which includes all the wisdoms of healing and the potential of any type of healing and the existence of the healing itself. And if so, that means there is the potential with any act of returning to Creator, whether it be a molecular change, whether it be a daily change, whether it be a yearly change, whether it be a decade-long change, may a multiple levels of decades, may a whole lifetime of changing, of getting closer, this can bring about the catalyst for activating the healings of the Creator, that there was never any sickness in the beginning. And tshuva, which is accompanied with Torah, the act of wanting, the desire to get close to the Creator with the learning of divine instructions, as the Rebbe mentioned, because he was basically elucidating on a Hasidic discourse that was delivered by his father-in-law, the 6th Chabad Lubavitch Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak Schneerson of Lubavitch, that the prophetic verse, I have created the speech of the lips, or the fruit of the lips, is referring to when a person makes an admission to their wrongdoings or their lackings. And this is also part of the experience, the human experience of returning with tshuva. But the Rebbe emphasized that where it was written that the Creator says, and the Creator says, I will heal him, is talking about the engraving of the words of Torah within one's memory. So when we work to engrave the words of Torah into our blessed memories, blessed souls, we are going to facilitate healings according to what the Rebbe asserted. And now as we are about less than 4 hours away from the blessed holiday here, at least on the East Coast of Turtle Island, a.k.a. USA Unified Soul Actualization, to the Festival of the Tabernacles, the holiday of our rejoicing, may we all start to think about what our mind acknowledges, what our heart is going to be agreeable to, how we're going to take practical action from this, and also the idea that today we can replicate right now, wherever we are in the world, to replicate the wonderful process of offering up our animal tendencies to the Creator, as they offered up animal sacrifices in the Holy Temple thousands of years ago, and to understand that process of getting closer by offering up our animal tendencies and all our desires to the Creator is an act of tshuva, which brings healing, which combined with learning Torah, which also brings healing by trying to learn how to memorize Torah. The world is going to change, blessed souls. And hopefully in a way of Ahava Chad, one love, girl Chad, one destiny, come on for all of us. But Darchi Noam, Darchi Shom, in a peaceful, pleasant way. And I want to remind everyone, as your local, international cyberspace Torah activist, Torah Askan Dunzusi Goodman, I've got to be good, you've got to be good, we all have got to be good. And as we get ready for now the 3,331st commemoration of when the Creator took us out of Egypt and led us through the Sinai Desert on the way to the Holy Land, that we should realize all of us are just like all of us, just like you, just like me. And for the eighth day, to commemorate that level of consciousness, of course, we have our individual virtues and our individual matters that need strengthening. But just like you, through and through, true and true, you've got a divine image to help you get up and scrimmage. Your Tzelem Elokim is no dream. Take care, everyone. Chag Sameach. Zman Chosenu.
I traveled halfway across the world to see a sage. He lived like such a poor man in this day and age. I said, where's your leather couches? Where's your golden chandelier? Where's your walk-in closets for all the stuff you could wear? Well, all you got's that suitcase, my friend, ain't that true? I said, yeah, but you know that I'm just passing through. That's when he said, I'm just like you. I'm just passing through. Treasures of another kind, and if you had my eyes, you'd see a palace.